This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Lamed Aleph, Omed Beis, 11 Shuvas, up from the bottom. Omale Rabachet Bereda, Rav Yosef, Rabashi, Ho, the Omar Shmuel. Ksofim Eilohem Shmira Elevei Karke. Money can be guarded only when it's buried in the ground. If somebody deposits money with you for safekeeping, you cannot say that you did your duty unless you buried it in the ground. That's how it was in those days. Me being in Shloshet Tvachim Alot, you need 3 Tvachim deep or not? Because by Chometz, we said if there was an avalanche of dirt that happened to cover up Chometz, you can't do it intentionally, but if it happened, that before Pesach, Chometz was covered by an avalanche of dirt 3 Tvachim deep, it's like it's removed from the house, it's like destroyed. So when it comes to money, we'll also say it has to be 3 Tvachim deep to say that you guarded it properly. So he answered, Hocha Mishum Reiche, here in the case of Chometz, it's because of the Reach. A dog shouldn't smell food underground and dig it out during Pesach. Be'inen, we require Shlisha Tvachim. Less than 3 Tvachim, the odor might come out and the dog will dig it out. Also, there in the case of money has no odor. Mishum ichsuye me'enehu, only to cover it from the eye. If somebody comes in, he shouldn't see money lying around. But a boy ishlish does not need 3 tefachim. The comment for him, how deep should it be? Omar afrom ba pope mishichle, came from the town of Sichle. Tefach. Yeah, tefach is enough. Less than a tefach, it's easy to disturb that little layer of dirt, and the money might be revealed. But more than that, tefach is not necessary. A chometz, 3 tefachim, and by money to guard it, 1 tefach. Say that. Now, before we start the next Mishnah, there's a special din. If somebody eats truma b'shege, a zah, a non-kayan, eats truma b'shege, so he has to pay the keren that he ate and the chaymish. Now, that's b'shegeg. B'mezid, if he ate it, he pays for the loss of the truma, that's all. But b'shegeg has to pay keren and chaymish. However, there's another big difference between shegeg and mezid. Shegeg has to pay to the kohen produce, and that becomes truma. You can't pay money. Has to pay produce, and that becomes truma. By giving to the kohen to make up for what he had eaten, he has to give the kohen produce, and that becomes truma. Can't give cash. And the chaymish. And it becomes truma. The chaymish also becomes truma. Let's say somebody eats the chaymish b'shegeg, he has to pay that amount for the chaymish on the chaymish. But the mezid, when he eats the kohen's truma, so he doesn't pay produce, he pays like any mazik, he pays the value. That's a big difference, because in the case of shegeg, it's a kapara, not just payment. And the kapara is not accomplished unless he pays produce. V'nosan la kohen es ha-kodesh. He has to give kohen something that becomes kodesh. That's his kapara. Money wouldn't be a kapara. Money is only a payment that you make for being mazik. So the mazik, he pays money. Because he doesn't have any kapara. But shegeg, he'll get a kapara if he pays tvur, produce. First talk over to your neighbor, then we start. The Mishnah. Now the Mishnah brings up a question. Ho'oichel Trumas Chometz v'Pesach. Before it was Pesach, and the Truma happened to be Chometz. So Chometz on Pesach had no value at all. So since he did it with Shegeg, Shegeg doesn't pay. That's because there's a value. Has to pay for a kapara. Meshalin has to pay keren v'chaimesh. Although what he ate has no value at all, chometz on Pesach is also ba'anoya. Still, he's not paying like a mazik, he's paying like a kapos. He has to pay produce, he has to pay with a chaimesh, like as if it was not Pesach. But the mazi only pays like a mazik. A mazik pays for the hezik that he did. He's potter mitashlumim, because since he ate something that was worthless, he doesn't pay them kind of anything. And even if may ate him, even though you could have used the tumah for fuel, but still it's also bahanoyan pesa. You can't use it even for fuel. So therefore he doesn't pay anything to the kain if he ate the tumah's chametz b'mezah. So now, Hashem will learn the Mishnah there in Masechta Trumas. Oichel Truma b'shoigeg. Now, that's only if he eats Truma. If he would burn up the Truma of the Kayan, then there's a mazik. So shoigeg or mazik makes no difference. Let's say on Pesach, he wouldn't have to pay anything, because it's worthless. But here, talking about eating. That's the only case when you have to pay the keren and the chemish for a kapora. Otherwise, mazik doesn't pay for a kapora, just pays for the damage he did. Only if he eats. Mishalim keren the chemish. Now he said, not only eating, echad hoichol echad hashesh, even drinking truma, wine of truma. Then he adds, echad hasof. Or if he smears himself, he anoints himself with shemen, let's say olive oil, but the Gemara equates anointing himself with drinking, eating the olive oil. But suppose he would use olive oil to grease the wheels of his wagon, then he wouldn't pay any chemesh. He pays only like a mazik. So it has to be only ish ki yochal kodesh bishgog. He has to eat or drink or soch, smear himself. Only then we say he pays the keren and the chemesh. And he has to pay produce, he can't pay money. But if he's mazik, he pays money just what he was mazik. Echo truma tmeh. Now truma tmeh has no value. When truma is tameh, even the kain can't eat it. Echo truma tmeh. So even though truma tmeh has no value, still, and long if they have a kapore, because he ate b'shegeg, mishalim chemesh. Now suppose he ate b'shegeg the chaimish, he pays chumshe the chumshe, a fifth of the chif, but the chaimish becomes truma. But he pays becomes truma, and also the chaimish becomes truma. So anybody eats the chaimish, which is also truma, which became truma, has to pay that amount plus a fifth, say that. Now before we begin, to remind ourselves once more, that when he pays for eating truma b'shegeg, he doesn't pay money. He has to pay tvua. It should become truma. A boy, now they ask a question. There still is something left to explain. Kishuhu mishalem, when he pays peres for the truma that he ate b'shegeg, the fee mida mishalem, does he pay according to the measure of how much he ate? Let's say, if he ate a pint of Tume. Did he give a pint of a tume? Or if he dormi mishalim, or does he pay according to the value? It means he pays peres, but does he pay according to the value of what he ate? Let's say there was a change in the value between the time that he ate and the time that he's paying. So does he pay? True, he has to pay peres, but does he pay according to the value that he has or not? Now he explains that one part of this question is no question at all. There's a second part that's a question. What's the part that's no question? He says, where at first, when he ate it, it was worth 4 zuz. And at the end, when he's going to pay that same amount, it's worth only 1 zuz. So I might think, do you think he pays less? No, he doesn't pay less. Lo ti boy, although there's no question, the vada kidding me, he surely has to pay according to what the previous value was at the time of the ate, lefi damim, according to the value, because even though he ate b'shegeg, and it's a matter of kapara, but he certainly is a gazlan too. He robbed the Kayan's money when he ate it. So it's both elements. So the goram he gazlan, worse than the gazlan. Did not we learn call a gazlan in the shaman kishasagzila? The man sold an object that was worth $4 at the time when he stole it. And now when the time comes to pay, the object is not there anymore. Said object you can buy for $1. He can't get away with buying a $1 object and giving a $1. Could gazlonim or hire to pay the value it had at the time that he stole it. When he stole it, it was worth $4. Of course, if the object is still here, he gives the object back. Let's say he stole a $4 toy, a watch, whatever it was. And now it's worth $1, but the object is still here, there's no question, he gives the object back. But suppose the object is gone, and he has to pay money, he can't pay money according to the present price of that object. They have to pay according to the value they had when he stole it. And when he ate Tumah, he was a gazlan too. He cannot get away with giving, let's say, a pint of Tumah, like he ate, which is now worth only $1. At the time he ate, it was worth $4. So he has to give more. He can't get away with $1. So that's no question where it says. He surely has to pay like the previous. First say that piece. Now, look at the Gilyan Ashas, the right-hand column near the bottom. Vakivega says, what do you mean there's no question? Still a big question here. Still a big question. Gemara said, like this, there's no question. But it's worth four before. Now it's worth one. Now no question. It pays like before. He says, sure, still a question. Look at Vakivega. Everybody has a place in Vakivega? Gilyan Ashas, show it to your neighbor. The Lord God, I mean God, kashili, I have a kashi. Home, you call more kemnafkim, it's a big difference. Yim ain't a chayev rak median gazlan. If you pay only like a gazlan, yochol yishalim, chad girive bepez, you can pay 1 pint in pevez. Lord says yidei kapore, for his kapore. Vashor, and the other three, they have to pay, because the gazlan has to pay 4, vashor, meshalim, and moish, you can pay the rest. He pays 4 because he's not worse than a gazlan, but it doesn't mean he pays all 4 in 4 pints. He pays 1 pint for the kapora, and the other 3 he pays not in pints, he pays in cash. First half to you, understand the cash. And another difference, when a man ate tumah b'shege, the kohen can't say, I'm mechel, forget about it. No. This man needs a kapora. But in this case, the Kayan, Yochol Limchol, the Kayan can be Mechol, the other $3 worth. If you say that he pays 4, Geshas Agzela, he pays only 1. He pays for Kapora, and the other 3 is just paying for the Gezel. The Kayan he wants can be Mechol. Say that inside. Don't make any mistake now. The Kapora, the Karen, and the Chemish. Kapora, the Karen and Chemish, both are Kapora. But since he pays 4 instead of 1, because Kol HaGazlanim, Misham Yisrael HaGzela, only because of the Gazlan, so it means only 1 has to pay for a Kapora, and the other 3 he pays just for a Gazlan. So the Karen can't make all the other 3. And another thing, Vegam HaChemish Urak Al Chagriv, also a Chemish will calculate only on 1 pint. But you don't have to give a chemish for all 4, because the other 3 are like a gazlan. A gazlan doesn't have to pay a chemish. Again, since we say, if he ate something, tumah, that was worth 4, and now that amount of tumah is worth only 1, so the question is, does he pay 1? No, he has to pay 4, because gazlan and pay geshas hagzela. So it means the reason he pays 4 means 3 more than 1, only not because of eating tumah, it's because of gazlan. If it's a gazlan, so then you can pay in cash. It's not a kapora. Pay cash. So one he pays for kapora, the keren, but the 3 he pays cash. Also the keren can't give him a mechel, the 3, because it's only a payment. It's not kapora. And also, you calculate the chemish only on the one that he gives the kohen. The other three is just a payment for gezel. So you don't calculate the chemish on the other three. Say that aside. Before we go on, we have to hear what the Gemara is talking about. We didn't learn it, but I'll tell you in advance what the Gemara is going to ask. So you understand the rest of Akiva Eger's words. The Gemara is going to ask, when you pay the kapor, now you have to pay, if you ate b'shege, you have to pay, not money, you have to pay in tuah, which becomes tuah. Do you pay according to the value of what you ate, or according to the volume of what you ate? So let's say, if you ate a pint of grain, of tuah, or drank a pint of wine of tuah, does it pay a pint? Or does he pay according to what the value is now? Let's say, suppose a pint was worth a dollar before. Now a pint is worth $4. Do you say he pays a pint? Because he ate a pint, he drank a pint, ate a pint. So he pays a pint. But you go after the measure, and that's the criterion, regardless of its value. Or do you say that since he ate a dollar's worth of grain of tumah, so now we give him also a dollar's worth of tumah, not $4 worth of tumah. In grain, in wine of tumah, it's true, but only a dollar's worth, which means a fourth of the previous amount. That's a question. So once more, I'll say it again. So here the Gemara's question will save the trouble of saying it inside later. I'll say it anyhow inside. The question is, a man who eats tumah b'shegig must pay grain, must pay something that comes to him. He can't pay money. Suppose when he ate it, it was worth only one, it was worth $1. Now it's worth $4. Now, that pint he has to pay. He can't pay money. The question is, how much does he pay? Do you go according to the volume? He ate a pint of tumah. He has to pay a pint of tumah. Now he knows it's worth four times as much. But they say, no. He ate tumah worth a dollar, so he pays now tumah worth a dollar in tumah. But how much? Only one-fourth the previous amount. Because maybe you go according to the money value. That's the Gemara's question. Say it once more. If he ate tumah, it was worth a pint $1. Now a pint is worth $4. And now he wants to pay. Does he pay according to the volume? Ate a pint, he pays a pint, no matter that the price is more than before? Or no? Ate a pint, it was worth $1 worth? He pays $1 worth of grain or wine right now, which is a fourth of the previous amount, because it's $1 worth. That's a question of the Gemara. Do you go according to the volume of the meter, or according to the dom, remember the value that he had? That's the Gemara's question. Now, the Gemara said at first, we just learned this already, that if it was worth more at the beginning and less later, there's no question. He has to pay according to the previous amount. Because the God's law. But I guess there's still a question. But if he pays according to the money, so then, if it pays according to the amount, so it says as follows. He ate one pint of tumah, he has to pay three more pints for the amount, he has to pay it. So he has to pay three more pints. For the other three pints, who says it's such a pashta thing? Where is it? It's a pashta thing, no question, you pay four. It's still a question. If you pay according to the amount of what he ate, so then, he ate only one pint. If he pays four pints, the other three pints are just payments. So you pay in cash the other three pints. And the kain keep him mythal. And the chemish is not calculated on the other three pints. But if you say he pays according to the value, he ate something that's worth $4 at the time that he ate. So later when he pays the $4 worth, he's paying in grain $4 worth. Because the fee amida, according to the measure. So therefore it's all tumah. He has to pay the whole thing in grain. He can't pay any money. and the cane can be mechel, and the chemish is calculated according to the whole business. So even in the first question, where it's worth four at the beginning and one later, it's still a question. Do you follow the fee damim or the fee midah? If you say the fee midah mishaleh, so only one pint he ate. So one pint is enough to pay for the kapoah. Other 3 pints are money. You give cash, you can't keep it in mail, and the chemish doesn't go on the other 3 pints. But if you say the fee damim mishaleh, he ate something worth $4. He has to pay $4 worth of grain right now. So even then it's a difference. So again, what's the Gemara saying? Where he ate something worth four, later it's worth one. There's no question. It's still a question. If you understand it, talk over to your neighbor. If not, then wait till the next time you learn it. The Gemara is asking. The Gemara asks as follows. The Gemara said, do you pay? You have to pay payers. You can't pay money. But do you pay the payers according to the value or according to the amount that he ate? Now, the one says, when he ate something was worth four, one pint was worth four, and the one pint is worth one now, no question has to pay four. No question. But it's not worse than a gazlan. Pay kishas exela. When is the question? When it's worth one at the time that he ate, and now it's worth four. That pint is worth four. Does he pay according to mesh a whole pint? Because he ate a pint. So he has to pay a pint. No. You say he ate only $1 worth. So he pays only a quarter of a pint now. Fourth of a pint. That's a question. But Kivega says, even the first case, there's no question. It's still a question. But it's worth four. And his later is worth one. What do you say? Surely he pays four. Because Kala Gazlum Shong Zedek Zedek. It's still a question. If you say the fee midah mishaleh, pays according to the measure. So therefore, from the pint that he ate is worth $4, he pays one pint, and the other three he pays in money, because he only has to pay according to the measure. He didn't eat four pints, he ate one pint. So that one pint was worth $4 then. So he pays only a pint, and the other $3, he pays in cash, and he can't keep in mail, and he don't calculate the chemish. But if you hold the fee domim mishalim, so you say he ate something worth $4. He has to pay $4 worth of grain right now, and all $4 are kapot. So therefore, he has to pay all $4 in payers and not in cash. And the cane can be metal, and the chemish is counted on all $4. So it's still a question. Even in the first case, it's a question of fee domim or fee midah. Again, if it was worth four at first and one now, it's still a question. If you hold the fee midah mishalim, he only pays one pint in grain, the rest is money, can give bail the rest. But if you hold the fee domim mishalim, he has to pay $4 worth of grain right now, it's 4 pints. Because he has to pay according to the value that he ate. And therefore he has to give 4 pints and the cane can't be mail. And it's all cash, and all payers all cash. So you can say that with your friends and go on later. Inside. Then we'll go back to the Kivag, then we'll understand it better. Go inside. 3 lines down from the top. 3 lines down from the top, anyway. Boy, Elohu. Kishihu mishale, when a person ate tumme bishegi. He has to pay. Now remember, he pays grain, not cash. Lefi midah mishale, does he pay according to the measure of what he ate? Or the fee domishal, or does it pay grain according to the value? Now he explains. Where it's worth 4 zoos before, at the time that he ate. And now when he's paying, it's worth only 1 zoos. Lo tibo, there's no question. The vadai kidimikore mishal, he has to be surely like before. The fee domim, because the loigo, that's not worse, me gasla. There's no question he has to pay $4 worth. Because at the time that he ate, it was worth $4. So no matter whether it's a fee bida or a fee domim, still, it's not worse than a gazlan, and a gazlan has to pay. On this, Rabbi Kiva asks this kasha. We'll soon come back and see the kasha. When there's a question, the mikore shav yizuz. First, what he ate was worth only $1 at that time. Now it's worth $4 a pint. the question, how much is it? Does it pay 1 pint or a quarter of a pint? Does it pay a whole pint? The Omale, he says, Cain can say, you ate a whole pint, give him shall pay a pint. Or then perhaps, if he don't, Mishalem. So you ate bezuz, you ate something worth a zuz. So now you're paying, pay what's worth a zuz, a fourth of a pint? That's a question. But say that inside. Once more, Kiva Ega. It's a very big cash he's asking. What's the word saying? But it was worth four previously and one now. There's no question you have to pay four. There's a difference in the old Lefi Domi and Lefi Mida. Even then he said, look inside. The Legorami got Kashali. There's a difference. You say Lefi Domi and Lefi Mida, even in this case, was worth four previously and one now. If you say he pays four because he's a Gazlan, so, if you say Lefi Domim, Lefi Mido, he pays according to the measure, Yochol Yishalem Chad Griva B'Peres, he can pay that pint full of Peres that he ate, according to the measure, Lots of Shidei Kapore, and he's finished with the Kapore. And the other three that he's supposed to pay as a Gazlan, Ushar Mishalem B'Moy, like a Gazlan. But if you say Lefi Domim Mishalem, he ate $4 worth, he has to pay $4 worth of grain and all four a kapara. He can't pay money, he has to pay in the payers. Again, and yoholimcho. If you'll say, lefi mida mishalim, so he pays a kayan 1 pint of grain, the other 3 pints that he owes as a gazlan can't keep him meichel. If you say, lefi dami mishalim, he has to pay 4 pints of grain to the kayan for a kapara, can't keep him, cannot be meichel. If you hold lefi mida mishalim, so you count the chemish on one measure, on 1 pintful, a chemish of a pint. The other 3 that he pays, that's as a gazon. We hold lefi dona mishalim, he has to pay 4 pints for a kapara, and the chemish is calculated going all 4 pints. If he pays lefi domim, so he has to pay 4 pints full, because he ate something he was worth $4 at the time. So even though now it's worth only $1, but he has to pay $4 worth of grain. That's 4 pints. So the Rishalim, dollar grieve, 4 pints, v'chomshe mipeh, and a chemish and all 4 pints, and the cane cannot be in level, because the whole business is kapara. So you can say that inside now and understand it. So what's the Gemara saying? That in this case was worth 4 at first and 1 now, there's no question. The same question you can ask there too. Say that aside. Omar Rav Yosef Toshma. And the subject is when somebody who is not a kohen eats truma b'shoigeg. He has to pay keren and chaimish. And once more, if he ate it, amazing, he pays only like a mazik. No question that he pays for the damage that he did, and there's no chaimish. But when he eats tume, b'shegeg, and he damages tume, he eats it, 2 conditions, he has to eat it, and he has to do the shege, then he pays the keren and the chemish. If a man damages truma b'shege or b'mezi, he's just a mazik. If a man eats truma b'shege, then the Torah says he has to pay truma, he has to pay chulin as a kapora. It's a kapora. And the chulin that he gives the kohen becomes truma. The chulin that he pays to the kohen, and as the kapara becomes truma, the chulin plus the chaimish, the keren that he ate, b'shegeg, and the chaimish, he pays in, not money, he pays in the same kind that he ate, and it becomes truma. The chulin that he gives the keren becomes truma. Now, since it's a peculiar kind of payment, it's not like a mazik who pays for the damage that he did, but it's a kaporet. So you want to ask, does he pay according to the measure, the amount that he ate, or does he pay according to the money value of what he ate? Let's say, if he ate, now he has to pay not in money, no question, he has to pay in produce, the same kind of produce that he ate, he has to pay. He can't pay money. But when he pays, let's say he ate a pint full of turma, when he pays, he has to pay a pint of turma. But suppose the turma went up in price. After he ate it, went up in price. Let's say it became twice as expensive. So if he pays according to the amount, the volume that he ate, he still has to pay a pint. Ate a pint, has to pay a pint. But if you say he pays according to the value, so now a half pint is the same value as a one pint had at the time that he ate. So he pays a half pint of produce. If you say the fee midah mishalim, it goes according to the measure. So ate a pint, has to pay a pint now, even though a pint now is worth twice as much. But if you'll say he pays lefi domim, at the time that he ate, it was worth less. Now it's worth twice as much. So if lefi domim, if he pays a half pint, that's the same value as the whole pint that he ate. That's the question, is it pay a pint or a half pint? Now talk it over before we start. Toshma, Omar Rabbi Yezir Toshma. The first line, the Gemara spares. Now, gerges are dried figs. Ochal gerges, he ate the dried figs of Tuma, the shaking. The Shilem Nutma, and he paid fresh dates. Tovalavacha means he paid something that was a full kapara, only he did a favor to the Kayan also. Instead of giving dried figs, he gave him fresh dates. Now, Yamad Bishlam, this is right, if you would say the thing, Midah Mishalim, he pays according to the measure, and we don't care, even though fresh dates cost more than dried figs. But he paid the same amount, same volume, Amutulah, for this reason, for that purpose. That's why, Amutulah means that's why. Tovalavach, the ochol gliva de gregas, he ate a pint of gregas of dried figs. The shavi is worth only $1. You call yoiv gliva de tomorrow, mishavela. And he gives them back a pint of fresh dates that are worth $4. If you'll say he pays according to the measure that he ate, though the same measure of fresh dates cost four times as much. So we say, Tavalavach. Because he could have paid a pint of dried figs, like the dried figs that he ate. But he's paying a pint of fresh dates. A pint of fresh dates is four times as much. That's why he deserves a bracha. It's a better kapara. If you say lefi domim mishalim, he doesn't pay according to the volume. He pays according to the value. So if he ate dried dates, a pint of dried dates worth $1, he pays fresh dates that are worth $4 a pint. He pays only a fourth of a pint. $1 worth. If you say he pays according to the money value. Amai tovel abroche. Why does he deserve a broche? Bezuzah ate $1 worth. That's a whole pint of dried figs. Bezuzah kemashalim. He's paying $1 worth of fresh dates. That's a fourth of a pint. What kind of broche does he deserve? Say inside. He ate figs. From Rashi you see, and he ate figs, and he paid dates, and it's just as good. Only it has to be the same measure if you hold a fig midah mishalom. So he ate dried figs and he paid for fresh dates. So what it says, if you'll say he pays lefi midah, so he ate a pint, and he paid a pint that's worth twice as much, or four times as much, tovolavo. If you say he pays according to the money value, he only pays a quarter of a pint of fresh dates. It's worth a dollar, like the pint of dried figs that he ate. So why does the Zerubo say the same? Omar Abayah. Loilam, in reality, I could say the feed domi mishalim. He pays according to the money value. And therefore he gives him only one-fourth of a pint of fresh dates. And your question, am I tova olavo, why does he deserve a bracha? No, he does deserve a bracha. He ate something on which people don't jump to buy. People are not in a hurry to buy dried things, dried figs. But he paid something to cover something. People jump on it, but people are eager to buy fresh dates. And now it's Israel, everything could be got fresh, dates and figs. Therefore, when it giving the kohen, there's a choice of giving him a pint of dried figs or a quarter of a pint of fresh dates. And I can say lefi domi mishalim, you can do either one because it's the same value. Still, he did a favor by giving him the fresh dates, but the kohen can realize money from it if he wants to sell it. Whereas the pints of dried figs, it'll be hard to sell, say that. So now it brings it our Mishnah. In the previous Omid Beis, the Mishnah of the Bar. Oichol trumas chomes b'Pesach. Now remember, chomes on Pesach has no value at all. Still, b'shegek. Shegek is not a question of mazik. It is a kapara. Mishalem keren has to pay the value of chedesh. This is right if you would say that if you meet the mishalem, you pay it because you ate a pint of trumen, chometz. So he has to pay a pint of chulen. Shapir is good. You pay according to the amount. And we don't look at the value. But if you say the feed dom and mishal, you pay according to the value of what he ate. Think that he ate had no value. Chomer is a pesa about dom. Chomer is a pesa, does it have any value? So according to that, he shouldn't pay anything. Shouldn't be any need for a kapore. If you'll say the kapore of oichel tumen is measured by paying the value of what he ate, chometz and pesach had no value at all. So the trumas chometz that he ate doesn't deserve to be paid back because he ate something that had no value. Say the kasha. And from what ain't yes. I mean, you're right. You should pay nothing. I could say you pay according to the dominant value. So you should pay nothing. But this Mishnah says he does pay. Homani, who said the Mishnah, Abi Yisraelili, he domal. Chometz v'pesach mutar b'anoyah. Even though you can't eat chometz on pesach, he holds, you might have anoyah. It's mutar to have anoyah. So therefore, chometz on pesach has a value. So therefore, if he pays according to the value, then he gets a kapara. Whatever the value is, has some value. Again, so according to the other Chacham, he was saying, Chometz v'Pesach, also v'Hanoyim. He ate Trumas Chometz v'Pesach, is Potter and Tamar, because it has no value. But the way he said, we are old, there's a value, because it's Mutar v'Hanoyim. For Agdimah, if so, if it's Rabbi Yisrael, have a kasha, aim a sefer. Sefer the Mishnah. The amazing Potter min ha-tashlumim, but b'nei eitzim. Doesn't even pay for the value of fuel. Now, if it's a Chachamim who don't like all the Chometz of Pesach, it's possible and has no value. So the Mesi, he's talking about Mesi, the Mazik. Mazik pays according to the value. So therefore, there's no value. That's why it's Potter. The Mesi, he's talking about Chomer to Pesach, has no value, it doesn't pay anything. It didn't do any damage to the camp. But if it's Rabbi Yehoshua HaGalilei who says Chomer to Pesach does have a value as Mutar Ba'anoin, Amai Potter min HaTashlum u'min Meizim, it should at least pay the value that the Chomer had for fuel. Say that. So the question is, if it's according to Rabbi Yehoshua, so what is saying in the Sefer, the Mazik is putter from paying anything at all? It's a Mazik that damaged the value he could have used for a few, going to Rabbi Yehoshua. And for the Gemara, a special reason why it's putter. It's putter because of commonly be the Rabbi Minani. Because he's getting kores for eating chametz. So balos like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Akana. Just like Shabbos, a person made a fire on Shabbos, so he's chayev misa, and therefore he doesn't pay for making the fire. So the same as a person ate somebody's food on Yom Kippur, he doesn't have to pay since he gets kores. Other chachamim hold only when Bezdin gives a punishment, say, come and love in there. Not when the Minas Shemayim. But here also, even Shemayim gives a punishment, you also say, come and love me now. So therefore, in the Sefer, when he ate the Trumas Chomes B'mezid, he wants to tell us a Chiddush. First of all, we pass, the Mishnah is following the Chuy Ben HaKon, the holes, you say, come and love me now, even if not the punishment of Bezdin. And telling us something more. The Chuy Ben HaKon is talking about Koras. Yom Kippur's Kores. And Mishnah wants to tell us, even though he was a shegeg on Chametz, he's amazing on the Tumah. And therefore he's only going to get Misa by the Shemayim, not Kores. So Misa by the Shemayim is like Kores. Kone Nuchim Me'akone. He said, come on, Ibn Rabbi Minay. He said, let's think again once more. The Mishnah is talking shegeg or mezid, not in the matter of Chametz, shegeg or mezid in the matter of the Tumah. So in the Sefer, it says if it ate Trumas Chametz, the Mezid is potter from paying. Why? Because since he was amazed when he came to eat Truman, his Chayav Misa the Shemayim. And it's telling us a Chiddush that he's following Mechuyah Ben HaKonah. And just like Mechuyah Ben HaKonah says, Kores is coming to Rabbanei, he'll say the same thing about Misa the Shemayim, all this little less than Kores, still also coming to Rabbanei. And that's why this mazid was amazed by Trum, even though it was not amazed by Chametz. He didn't think it's Chametz, but he knew there was Trum. And ate Trum is Chametz, so he say he's potter from paying, because commonly with the Rabbi Minei, because Misa with the Shemayim, according to Mechunye, the same common Rabbi, they ask Koras. And you should think it's less, and therefore it would be common Rabbi. And they said, no, the same didn't say that. And Mar says Ketanoi. It's a machlek is Tanoim. If Lefi Dome Mishalim or Lefi Mida Mishalim. Barais Oichel Trumes Chomes BePesach. Potem in Atashlomim Umid Meyes and Dibra Bekiva. And Bekiva holds, since you pay the fee, domim, so there's nothing to pay. Because on chometz, there's no value on Pesach. It's also Bahanoi. If you pay the fee mido, then you have to pay. Because the Mekiva doesn't hold like a Mechuyah Ben HaKonah has come to me without me nay. My chorus and my body misa. Only the misa is best. So what's the Rabbi Akiva's reason? That it's potter from paying. The Rabbi Akiva holds, first of all, like all the Chacham except Rabbi Yehoshua HaGalilei hold, that Chomer to Pesach also b'hanoyim. and you pay the fee domim, and according to that, there's no value to it. You pay nothing at all. Again, if you hold your pay the fee mido, then even though it has no value, you have to pay either a pint of tumah. You should pay a pint of tumah. Since we pay according to the value, there's no value. So we keep a hold the fee domim mishal. Now, he holds, you have to pay because the fee midah mishal. So even though chomes and pesach has no value, and tumas chomes had no value, but he ate a pint, he has to pay a pint no matter what the value was. No value at all, still you have to pay a pint. It's a machlik, it's a tanoi. Omalog Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yechananudi, what benefit did the kohen have in that tumah? It was chomes. So since you pay the fee domim, the Yisrael either shouldn't have to pay anything. The deal is like this. If a Yisrael eats tumah tmeah, now tumah tmeah has no value to anybody, even to the kohen. You can't eat it. Can't eat tumah tmeah. So if Yisrael ate tumah tmeah, he has to pay. Pay the shegig, he has to pay. So we see that you don't pay according to the value, pay according to the measurement. Again, Omar le Rabbi Chemendu Rabbi Akiva v'chimah ha'noe yesh le'echol tumah tmeah b'shalei kol measure. Not a pace all year round. Has no value. Still, the Yisrael has to pay the kayin. So you see that you don't pay according to the value, pay according to the midah. So you also need chometz, tumas chometz. You also have to pay. But you disregard the value, look at the midah. That's a machlekes. We keep it, let me even do it. From the dom mishal, from the midah mishal. Almost, we keep it, said, no comparison. Imoma, tovi, tumat, mayo, bishal, yimesa, shono. The king can't eat from its mayon, still has a certain use for it. He can use it for fuel. Hasoket means for fuel. So it has a money value. That's why the Israel ate it, has to pay. Pays at least according to the fuel value of it. It took its mayon all year round. Taymal b'zibat chomas on Pesach. She'ein lo bo lo heter achil heter hasoket. He can't use it at all. Even a field you can't use because also the halaya. So he shouldn't pay anything. Since you pay the fee domim, according to me. Ole Moshe Daime, he gives a marshal. The tomb is Tosim and of juice, fruit juice. Juice of Tosim, of currants, a juice of grapes. Shinitma. The juice became Tommy. That tomb became Tommy. She ain't low ball, low head, and he has no benefit. Even can't use for fuel, he can't use a liquor for fuel, had no benefit at all. So, a case like that, you surely shouldn't pay anything if you ain't be shaking that kind of tumah. Because there's no domain. Of course, there's no proof. You have no can do with that, but that's what we keep it holds. And therefore, he says, he eats tumah, chomas, and pesah, has no value at all, not even for fuel. That's why Yisrael shouldn't have to pay anything, because if he don't mishala. The fact that he pays for 8 tumah tmeah all year round, that's a different story, because tumah tmeah all year round can be used for fuel. First chapter here. The next short statement is not part of the machlekes. It's just a perish on the subject in general of paying tumah when somebody ate b'shegi. When do you find that tumah can be chometz? A mafresh tumah, he separated tumah in the right way, wasn't chometz, v'echmitza. Subsequently became chometz. Either he separated tumah before Pesach, or even on Pesach, it wasn't chometz. On Pesach became chometz. That's how you can have tumah of chometz. Avo mafresh tumah chometz. But suppose he separates tumah chometz l'chatchila, the lehakol eino kedesh, there's no kedush on it. So if you like this, suppose a person eet Trumas Chametz. It had been Trumas before Pesach. So even though now it's Chametz, but it's still Trumas because it's Trumas before Pesach. Or it's Trumas before it became Chametz. Now when he pays, he has to pay something that's not Chametz. He can't pay Chametz. It's Bechulin that are not Chametz. Because when you give Chulin to the Kayan, in payment for what you ate, that becomes Trumah. But you can't give Trumah as Chametz, because it's worthless. It's everybody holds. There's no question about that. When you give, it says, V'noson la Kayan es ha-Kadish. You have to give the Kayan something that's fit to be Kadish. You can't give Chametz. So if you're a mafrish on Pesach, Trumah is Chametz, it's not Trumah at all. If you're paying your Kayan Trumah for the chulin for the Trumah that you ate, and you can't, only want to pay him Chametz, you can't pay him Chametz. Because Trumah that's going to become Chametz as soon as you make a Trumah, that cannot be. When can you have Trumah's Chametz? If it was Trumah before, then it turned into Chametz. So once more. There's nothing to do with Hamachlekes. It's explaining what's the case that you have Trumah that's Chametz. It's Trumah is separated before Pesach. And on Pesach, became also because of his Chametz. Or, he separated Trumah on Pesach. It wasn't Chametz when he separated. Subsequently, water fell upon it and became Chametz. Then you can have Trumah's Chametz. But suppose you're taking on Pesach Chametz and making it Trumah, you can't do that. Same as also, if a person ate Trumah on Pesach. Ate Trumah, wants to pay the Kayah on Pesach. With Chametz, the Chametz will become Trumah. You can't do that. You have to give them Chulin that are fit to be Kadesh. But Chametz on Pesach are not fit to become Kadesh. Talk it over. Now this last statement is even according to Rabbi Yehoshua Glili, who says Chametz of Pesach is Mutar B'Hanoed, but still it's not fit to eat. So you cannot make Trumah out of Chametz on Pesach. It has to be Kadesh. Kadesh is something that's fit to eat. Rashi adds that Kiddush. Even according to Rabbi Yehoshua Glili, this is Chametz on Pesach, as Mutar B'Hanoed. Still, the Nosan Lokeh, and that's our Kadesh, you have to give him something that can be real Kadesh, that you have the status of Trumah that you can eat it. And since Chametz on Pesach you can't eat, you cannot make Trumah's Chametz on Pesach. Talk about that one point again, like. You learn another b'ayis. And this b'ayis, again, it's a machlek, it's a different tanoim and the same principle. If it's the domim or if the midom. It says, v'nosa lo kayanes ha-koydesh. It has to be paid by a dovo shahoyli es kadesh. Right? To exclude oichel tumas chomez v'pesah. Now, if you're going to pay when he ate, if you pay the same kind that he ate, you have to pay chametz. Not that it has to be, he will be paying chametz. He doesn't have to pay chametz. But the idea is, the Torah says he pays what he ate. So it means he can pay just like he ate. If he ate chametz, he can pay chametz. Now if he pays chametz, that can be kadesh. So therefore, you must say that ate chametz on Pesach. Trumas Chomets on Pesach is potter min atashlumim omid me'ez and even Rabbi Ezra Yankir, because he holds, since it has, he cannot make it Kadesh if he'll pay what he ate, the same that he ate, as he ate Chomets, Trumas Chomets. If you want to pay Chulin Shul Chomets, you won't be able to make it Kadesh. You can't make Kadesh out of Chomets. So therefore, it's potter for eating Trumas Chomets on Pesach. Because there's no tashlumen for something that can become Kadesh. I'll keep your finger on the line. Don't lose place in the Gemara. I look in Rashi, three lines up from the bottom. Es HaKadesh. Rashi, three lines up from the bottom. Es HaKadesh. Es HaKedesh Mashma, Es HaKedesh Ochal. He gives what he ate. I mean, he doesn't have to give, but he could give what he ate. Alma, we see, Roy Elias Kedish. What he ate was fit to become Kedish. Kishi Yishalim Dugmas, if he'll pay the same thing, Yeshem Kedish Chalom. So he has to eat a certain kind of Tumah that when he pays the same kind in Cholim, it'll be fit to become Tumah. Rav Leichel Tumas Chomes and Pesach. If you'll pay the same kind, pay chametz. So therefore, if he ate tumas chametz on Pesach, there's no payment to be made. Because if you'll pay the same kind, chulin shel chametz, it can become tumen. And you have to give something, it can become tumen. That's what you have to pay for eating tumen v'shegri. Therefore, it's patur from paying. Say that. Rabbi Elazar Kisma Mechayev. He says if somebody eats Tumas Chametz on Pesach, he's chayev to pay. And to pay grain, produce, like a regular person who ate Tumas Chametz, ate Tumen. Omar ben Yaakov Levi Elazar Kisma, Chiyama Noi Yeshlova, what benefit did he have? He had no benefit. What he ate was worthless. Omalo Rabbelezer Chisma Rabbelezer V'yankit V'chi ma'hanoe yesh lo lechol tumetz meyeh v'shayim eis ha'shana v'shim ha'shavet. Even tumetz meyeh all year round, everybody agrees he has to pay, even though it's worthless. So chametz v'pesach, tumetz chametz v'pesach also, even though it's worthless, you have to pay. Now, we're in the middle of the Inyan, so we won't be able to go on because it'll take a long time to finish a little piece. So we'll stop here right now and we'll start again next time. Tanya Eder. Go back again to Tanya Eder next time. Say that. Actually, the Blessed Bayankev had another reason why he shouldn't pay. Because it says, when not on Kedis are Kedis, double only is Kedis, like we explained. Since he has a right to pay the kayin in the same kind that he ate chametz, he can pay chametz. Now chametz on Pesach, however, can become kedish, so there's no paying. But that's really a side issue. But the Lezer Chisma doesn't hold that pasuk. So that's why I'm saying to the Lezer Chisma, even if you won't agree with me on that pasuk, still you shouldn't pay because the chametz has no value. Understand that? Two different arguments. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov himself says you don't have to pay if he ate chumas chametz on Pesach. The Noson Akein is Arkadish. If he ate chametz and he'll pay chametz, you're not giving any Kadish. That's why it's Pasuk. But even if you, Rabbi Elazar Chisma, doesn't hold my Pasuk, you don't learn that Pshat in the Pasuk, but why should you pay? There's another reason. It has no value. Talk over that point. Look at the Rashi, the bottom line of the Rashi.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.